Hello, everybody. Economic Ninja here. We're going to talk today about a story that just came out in light of last night's video. Out of ABC News, Chick-fil-A now backtracks from its no antibiotics in its chicken pledge, blames projected supply shortages. Projected. Last night, I did a video on Chick-fil-A following after Tyson Foods last July walked away from its pledge to have no antibiotics in his chicken. Chick-fil-A made an announcement. The video absolutely blew up. And now I find a story that they're now backtracking and they're placing blame on it. It's very interesting times we have here. And I'm gonna actually link a video down below in the comment section that I did this morning on the avian bird flu that has been known to transmit into humans, has now moved into goats and into cattle, dairy cattle, in a couple different states in America. I think that we may be seeing another ramp up of a big news cycle that's attacking our food. Everything from fast food companies that are getting hurt with their supply chain, the cost of food getting out of control, them having to bend their own rules or break their own rules like Chick-fil-A, and things are changing pretty rapidly. So this story goes on to say, it's out of ABC News, the fast food chain Chick-fil-A backtracked from its decade-old no antibiotics ever, quote-unquote, pledge, intended to help prevent human antibiotic resistance linked to the rampant use of the drugs in livestock production. The fast food chain Chick-fil-A has backtracked from its decade-old no antibiotics ever pledge intended to help prevent antibiotic resistance. Instead, the company said in a statement that it will embrace a standard known as no antibiotics important to human medicine, often abbreviated as NAIHM, which entails the avoidance of medications commonly used to treat people and limits the use of animal antibiotics and to cases of actual animal illnesses. Livestock producers have long used the antibiotics to boost rapid weight gain in animals such as chickens, pigs, cows, and sheep, improving the profitability of their businesses. Over the past decade, however, many nations, including the United States, has begun to restrict the practice of doing this. It says here, Chick-fil-A said it will begin shifting to the new policy in the spring, and they're blaming the coming shortages or the inability to be able to source chickens doing this. In May of 2023, a video featured on the Tyson Foods YouTube channel, Tyson Senior Director of Animal Welfare, Karen Christensen, described the shift as based on scientific research and industry learnings. She noted that Tyson planned to begin using antibiotics known as ionophores, which don't play a role in human medicine, to improve the overall health and welfare of the birds in our care. Look, the point of this video is really to start pointing to this information of what's going on with the cattle. And I'm going to link that video down below because I think it's very, very important that people get this information just to see the trends when they start out. It seems like the news cycle starts slow, low, slow, and then all of a sudden it explodes. And right now they're saying, oh, nothing to worry about the cattle, but something inside my gut's telling me there's something going on here. I think this story is going to get a little bigger. And I wanted you to see it first here. So that you could start to identify and track the cycles when it comes to our food supply. I hope you got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.